raise any of these issues in 2017 or 2018?
I don't know that he did or he didn't. I mean, that is not something that we've looked at.
You have no evidence that he did, are you? Did you?
No, but I have no evidence he did not.
Democrats are making the case President Trump abused the power of his office when he asked Ukraine to announce a probe into Biden. Republicans say those claims have not been proven. Lisa?
Thanks, Rachel. That hearing focusing on the Intelligence Committee's findings as the Judiciary Committee works toward possible articles of impeachment. America is listening. Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The acting head of Customs and Border Protection says President Trump deserves credit for another drop in the number of migrants at the southwest border.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says numbers of arrests of migrants have dropped for the sixth straight month from a high in May.
That was 144,000. 6 months later, we have reduced the monthly apprehensions by more than 100,000.
He says fewer families from Central American countries are coming, and he says that is because of the Trump administration's policies.
We have all but ended catch and release.
People coming with a child are no longer allowed in pending a later court date. Asylum seekers from Central America must first ask for asylum from a country they passed through, often Mexico. And if they do get here, they have to wait out their court case in Mexico. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Volkswagen in trouble again over emissions standards, accused of importing more than 100,000 vehicles into Canada that violate the country's environmental legislation. The automaker is now charged with 60 counts of breaching Canada's environmental laws, including charges of providing misleading information. Emissions cheating has already cost Volkswagen more than $30 billion in fines, vehicle refits, and legal costs. A 12-year-old girl arrested in South Florida after a social media post.
Investigators say the girl made a list of classmates she wanted to kill and posted it to Snapchat. They also say the girl warned others they would not be safe at school on Monday and that they would be killed. A child at the school and her parent told the Broward County Sheriff's Office about the post. The principal at Falcon Cove Middle School in Weston says the Sheriff's Office notified people targeted on Snapchat. The girl admitted to making the false threats. Marcus White, Fox News.
Stocks remain lower today after Friday's big rally. Right now, the Dow is down 80 points. Points back under 28K. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local now, and I always love it when our next guest is in because I live vicariously through him. He is a guy that has, he rode a bicycle to all 17 counties, ran for governor, may run. I think he's going to run for something again. I think he has a destiny that includes public service. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery, Escape Adventures, and a number of other very successful Nevada businesses. And he joins us in studio. And you are just back from a tour of Japan.
Yep, Japan.
You spent how long? 10 days?
8 days in Japan.
8 days in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough to cover it? I have a feeling it's one of those countries where, nah, that doesn't. That...
No, Japan's basically California with twice the amount of people.
Wow.
You can't cover it in 8 days. There's no way.
So, so you went to where? Tokyo?
Yeah, we flew to Tokyo, which I will say is the largest city in the world. I would compare it like this. We traveled at 60 miles an hour for an hour, right? So about 60 plus miles. And there never once was a time that I was not surrounded by skyscrapers. It was nuts. Yeah.
It's the city that keeps on giving.
It keeps on growing.
Yeah,
up.
No, yeah. And that's cool. Travel, accommodations, what was it like?
Yes, Tokyo was, you know, we're talking Eastern culture here, so I'm being a Western kid, you know, it was a culture shock for me. And so mostly the foods and so forth, lots of live seafood, which I absolutely hate.
You just, and me both.
I'm just one of those old Western kids who likes, you know,
meat and potatoes, baby.
Yeah, that's how I grew up. So it was really tough to deal with the food. But anytime I saw the Golden Arches, I was smiling. I'd run in there and grab a hamburger and an ice cream cone.
Now I made the bold prediction that you'd run into a $40 hamburger. You say you bought a hamburger off the dollar menu at McDonald's?
Yeah, that was actually really good.
Did it taste like Western beef?
Tasted like an American burger. Yep. Good old American. No, but we put ourselves into the culture while we were there. My son's in college there. He's at Temple University. So they've got the satellite university in downtown Tokyo, which is fantastic.
Does he speak any of the language?
Yeah, sure. He's
So he interpreted
year.
For you?
He got us through. He's not fluid, but he can definitely get by. You know, it's like me and my Spanish getting by in Mexico. It's not super
what
fluid.
What was the biggest adjustment other than language that you found you had to make?
Well, I rented a car and I had to drive on the opposite side of the road, which was a little scary, but I got used to that.
Were you a white knuckler? Were you
at
like
first,
just squeezing
yeah.
the life out yeah. of the steering wheel?
When I pulled out a budget rental car, the first thing I did was go into the wrong lane at the stoplight.
Turista.
So yeah,
wrong language. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That is the wrong language. In fact, yeah, the Japanese language. I have no idea. I can't even barely read it. It's pretty wild. But yeah, you know, we actually toured around a bit. We went to Mount Fuji, checked that out. Went skiing up there or snowboarding.
Did you now you everywhere you go, you ride a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in your travels, you know you've done the Mount Whitney, Death Valley thing. You've done all of that. Did you get a chance to ride?
Yeah, in Tokyo, my whole family, both my sons, my daughter Heather, and I, we all rented bikes and went riding on some closed roads, which was really fantastic. It's fall there, just like
when you
here.
Say closed roads, what do you mean?
Roads that have been closed down due to weather, you know, destroying parts of the road. Well, it makes a great bike ride. So we got on these old roads that have no traffic on them, and we're able to ride them. It was actually really, really neat. And right below Fuji, so in the foothills of Mount Fuji.
How high up can you go at Mount Fuji?
Mount Fuji is about 12,000 feet, approximately.
Wow.
Yeah, and it comes right off the ocean, so it's very dramatic. And they've still got quite a bit of volcanic activity going on up there. We went and visited a few sites.
How close can you get?
You're on Mount Fuji. You're literally on the mountain. You can hike right up to the peak if you want. We didn't do that because it was snow covered, but yeah, you're right there. You're on it. So
tell me this. What does a guy that's a meat and potatoes guy do in Japan, in Tokyo, for other than Mickey D's? And God bless Mickey D's.
There's nothing you can do, Kevin. It's McDonald's.
I mean, some of the stuff is live. I mean, some of the stuff is live that they want you to eat.
Well, yeah. My daughter kept commenting on the come in and get your live walking octopus. Yeah, imagine that.
Even Lady Ashley had a guttural sound after. Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah. Some people like it. I don't know. I'm just not me. So
what did you eat? For instance, for breakfast.
I went to 7-Eleven, ate corn dogs.
No, you did not.
I swear on the Bible. Yeah,
I had lots
of Diet Coke, corn dogs, and
wow.
Anytime they sell one candy bar in Japan, a Snicker bar. That's it.
That's all.
You walk in 7-Eleven, which by the way is owned by a Japanese holdings company. It's called 7 & I Holdings in Japan. Yeah, believe it or not, it's big.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of new things you learned today, huh?
Okay, so you get there, you get to Mount Fuji, you went up a little bit of the ways, but you didn't go all the way to 12,000.
No, it was freezing cold. Yeah, it was cold. It's just like here. You go up high in the mountains, you're going to get really cold. So, yeah.
Were the people nice to you? And by the way, how many people spoke English?
You know, every now and then. Not that many people we ran into spoke English. But I would say that culture is just very cool. The Japanese people are so considerate, so kind. Anytime I was driving backwards on a street, which happened a lot, the people wouldn't like be flipping me off with a finger. They would just, you know, smile and bow their heads.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. I was like, oh yeah. They're like, oh, you know, kind of go the other way. You're going the wrong way.
Oh, that is great.
The people were fantastic. Very loving, very nice, considerate. Even the policemen. Oh my gosh. One of the other things we did is we went running around the Imperial Palace. I figured, hey, I always thought the real Imperial Palace was here in Vegas. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Wrong.
Kevin. Just kidding. No, when I saw the Imperial Palace on my map, I'm like, I got to go there and just, you know, at least see what it looks like. And so Heather and I did a big running lap around the Imperial Palace, big, huge moat. But the policemen out there were so considerate, so nice, very cordial. They ride bikes, which you got to love. They, you know, walk around with their lunchbox in their hands. It's just not like here. It's very different.
I'm curious what the lodging was like.
Lodging?
Did you stay at a Western hotel or a?
We actually did VRBO by Mount Fuji, which we had a fantastic place to stay. But I will say that in Tokyo, if you're, you know, expecting space, forget it. When you rent something there, you're in a box.
It used to be the way they talked about Las Vegas. Hey, you're only there to gamble and sleep. So we're going to give you a little place to sleep, and you gamble all you want.
Yeah, no.
Is that what it is over there? That it's essentially
it's a
all
you're going
to do is sleep there.
Yeah, it's a box, and you're out of it. Yeah, you're not in your room very often. So, yeah.
So you survived. You want to go back?
I will go back. If my son graduates from that university and he calls me to go back. But other than that, I checked it off the list. We're good. We're going to hit some other countries. Life's a limited time offer, Kevin. You only got so much time.
I
you
love
know?
That. I absolutely love that. More coming up. Jared Fisher joining us. We're going to talk about the economy. We had a great jobs report while he was gone, but the jobs report was like a through-the-roof, amazing jobs report. But what about the economy here in Nevada? We're talking with an accomplished small businessman. What about the economy here in Nevada? And is it working out for all of us? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Mm-hmm. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So much fun when Jared Fisher comes by. He's always talking about something that, you know, is actually good for you, healthy for you, which, of course, leaves me, like, scratching my head saying, what the hell is he talking about? Jared Fisher joining us from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery and a number of other very successful businesses. We got a great jobs report. I want to say it was 260,000. Could be wrong. But it was a huge jobs report. for November. And he is just back from Japan. And one of the questions, of course, what the Democrats always say is, well, the reason they had so many jobs is because too many people are having to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet, which it turns out is bogus. Monica Crowley debunked that notion over the weekend. I just want to ask you, though, what is your sense of the Nevada economy?
Okay, well, I'm kind of just going back to a couple of years ago when I was running for governor and I was doing some statistics and whatnot and looking at where Nevada was. Let me just throw a couple things over at you. Our current population's 3.1 million here in Nevada. Well, actually 3.12 million. And we've got about 64,000 people unemployed. We've got 414,000 people on food stamps. here's the number I like. The GDP is $174 billion, where we're at. And our in-state revenue, which is a lot, is quite a bit up from a couple years ago, is at $29 billion. And we're spending less at $28 billion. Those are just rounded numbers. So when I was running for governor, I remember using the same source here where I was looking at these same numbers, and we were spending about $4 billion more at the time a couple of years ago. So things have been improving. So we need to recognize that.
In fact, just for the record, I want to make sure that I'm right on this. 266,000 jobs created last month. 2 months previous, the numbers were revised upwards. So that is great news. The unemployment rate nationally has fallen to 3.5%. That is the lowest since 1969.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's when I was born.
Now, is there a case to be made? I mean, the Democrats always want to come back with, well, that's because everybody's got two and three jobs and they can't afford anything and they're on food stamps and they're working at McDonald's or they're working at Walmart.
No, I'll tell you what. And we've had this discussion before, but one of the things that I like that Donald Trump has done is he has gone in and one of his pledges was to reduce government regulation, federal regulation. And now I will speak firsthand to that in my specific industry that I'm in. I'm in the bicycling industry. I know that, you know, some people that sounds, oh, it's just a small industry. Well, actually, bicycling industry is huge. In fact, I didn't even mention this. In Japan, that's the number one mode of transportation in downtown Japan.
It is?
In Tokyo. Absolutely. Bicycles. That's how people get around. Well, of course, the subways, but as far as transportation on the streets, it's not cars. It's bikes. They have double-decker parking lots for bicycles in Japan. I just told you I spent $74 to park a car for 9 hours. Go figure,
how much,
Kevin. $74.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. So, but one of the things that Trump said he was going to do is going to reduce regulation. And I thought, okay, I sure hope so. Let's see what's going to happen because I'm a small business owner here in Nevada. And, you know, one thing I can't stand is these piles of regulations, piles of minuscule taxes upon me as a business owner. And he came in and in August, he cut out one of the regulations on in the Department of Interior, which was one of the rules on bicycling in national parks. And by him doing so, that opened up a whole new door for our business to grow this next year by offering a whole new avenue of tours to our clientele, which is fantastic. Electric bikes. It's the fastest growing bicycle in the bicycle industry right now. In fact, it's huge. It's growing faster than fanny packs in the outdoor adventure market right now, which is the biggest growth in years. So we're doing a really good job as far as a federal level, as far as reducing regulation right now. I think it's fantastic, and I hope it continues.
And by the way, I printed out for you just so you'd have it. You could take it back to your office. Article in the New York Post, e-bike, e-scooter bill stuck in Albany's Cuomo's spat with sponsor. And they're talking about it, the e-bikes, passing legislation in Albany, New York, in the state capitol. I mean, they're talking about it. So the e-bike is big. Now let me just ask you: do you buy the notion that we had this about 6 months ago? Remember that we had 6 months ago the scare about the dreaded R word, recession.
Mm-hmm.
We're just weeks away from recession. Well, it didn't happen.
I'm not afraid of a recession, and I don't think we're going to see recessions. Let's just look at the graphs over time in the American economy, state economies, but American economy. It goes up and down. It's just like anything. We're going to see it. It's not a big deal. I don't know why people get so worked up about it. You just prepare, and when it happens, you weather the storm. Like I told people in business, make sure you have a car in every lane. It's like you go to the speedway. You know, you got a super fast car. That's great. What if he gets a blowout? Boom, he's off the track. You know what I'm saying? You put a good, consistent car over there that's got a solid motor. It's got good tires. It's probably going to make it all the way around and win the race. I mean, you can't just have one car on the track when you're a business owner. That's kind of my key of advice for the business owners out there is you need to diversify your businesses. If you're just relying on one thing, and I've seen this for years and years, people who start these businesses and they focus in on just one thing, and the second that whatever that their little niche is all about, the second that the market decides that, hey, we're not necessarily that interested in that particular idea anymore, boom, they're out of business.
It's so good to have you back.
Thanks.
In the area code. And you'll be back with us soon?
Soon enough.
I hope so.
Yes.
Are you over the jet lag?
Yes. I'm happy.
Wow.
I'm happy. That's good.
Well, and you're safe, and that's the big thing. Thanks so much, man. Jared Fisher joining us, Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery, and a guy that ran for governor and rode to all 17 counties. This guy's amazing. Stick around. More to do as we continue our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Just your foolish pride.
Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower in afternoon trading as investors keep a close watch on headlines around U.S.-China trade negotiations as planned U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports kick in on December the 15th. And shares of Netflix are slightly lower after scoring 34 Golden Globe nominations this morning. And shares of Canadian wheat company Canopy are jumping and are up around 13% today on news that Constellation Brands CFO David Klein will be Canopy's new chief executive. And an iconic department store chain is returning to the Big Apple for a brief run. Lord & Taylor is coming back after its flagship store on Fifth Avenue shuttered earlier this year. Under its new owner, Latote, Lord & Taylor will open a pop-up shop in the Soho neighborhood of Manhattan from December the 11th through Christmas Eve. The shop is just a fraction of its former store. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is the Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The Inspector General's report on the Russia probe is now out. The watchdog report finding no evidence of political bias. Another finding.
Top FBI officials, James Comey and Andrew McCabe, who were at the FBI at the time, they did not act with political bias.
Fox's David Spunt. The report did find, however, that there were performance failures with regard to Carter Page's FISA applications. And in the House Judiciary Committee, the impeachment inquiry hearing continues, the counsel being questioned.
The counsel for Democrats, Daniel Goldman, says the president engaged in a scheme to target his political rivals and then tried to cover it up.
The investigating committees have received no documents from the Trump administration.
Republican counsel Steve Castor says Democrats did not exhaust all their options.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Democrats are expected to draft articles of impeachment this week. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fox Nation is the streaming service that celebrates America every day. And now through Christmas, we're giving new members 35% off yearly plans. Enter the promo code CELEBRATE at foxnation.com to become a member of Fox Nation now. That's promo code CELEBRATE for 35% off Fox Nation. Start streaming today.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh, and by the way, I mentioned that that jobs spurt, 266,000 jobs created in November, reducing the unemployment rate down to 3.5%, the lowest since 1969. Monica Crowley from the administration noted that since Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in November of 2016, the U.S. economy has created more than 7 million new jobs. That's in one, and well, that's in 3 years. 3 years. That's not 8 years of the Obama administration. That's 3 years of the Trump administration. This is more than the, according to Monica Crowley, this is more than the entire population of Massachusetts. It's also 5.1 million more jobs than the CBO projected in its final forecast before the 2016 election. What it shows is common sense economic policies based on freedom, work, tax cuts, deregulation, unleashing the energy sector, trying to realign international trade, the USMCA. All of this contributes to 7 million new jobs. And by the way, these are not small jobs. These are good-paying jobs. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're leading off our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's going on, man?
Well, I want to talk about education. But before that, Kev, you know, we have this exploding homeless population. And I think that balances out our decline while the jobs are increasing. And I don't want to get too distracted. And nobody's talking about it. You are a little more. And I just wonder if the states that have this explosion has anything to do with the legalized marijuana laws. Colorado, Washington, Vatican. All right, let me get to.
Well,
to
hey, Mike, just a quick side note. Right. I just saw over the weekend, New Jersey regulators have warned New York not to legalize marijuana recreationally because they cite all kinds of problems that have occurred in the state of New Jersey. As they're one of, I think, 15, oh. one of 15 states that have legalized recreational marijuana. So I'm just saying the folks in New Jersey are warning New York not to go forward.
Yeah, and I know you were for it. All right, look, you know, I like Victor Jakes, but when he says $41,000 a starting salary for a teacher is decent, what fantasy world is he living in? In fantasy world in Disneyland? That's peanuts. You get what you pay for. I'm talking Cappy stuff now. That is a ridiculous statement. Don't say where's the money going to come from. Let's just deal with the issue. He says they're not respected. They burn out. We agree there. You've got to pay these people starting salary $55,000. You're going to get what you pay for. And we have to stop the Republican war on education, specifically on teachers. And it's never going to stop. And he's doing it. And your NPR guy, who I wanted to talk about from last week, John, the guy with the New York voice but not the accent, the same thing. That's, you ask him what to do. You're asking me what to do. First thing to do, you pay them a decent amount of money. You go to college for 4 years. If college was free, that would be a decent salary. But they're paying 30, 40,
but Mike,
000,
babe, hey, but Mike, oh, what, Mike, what happens if? Because remember, when we talk about salaries, starting salaries, those are the minimum. If the Clark County School District or the Washoe County School District, where you are, if they wanted to pay $60,000 for starting teachers, they could. That's a minimum that they're talking about when you talk about $55,000, $41,000, whatever it is.
I understand. But they come out of 4 or 5 years of college. They're burdened with that. They're disrespected. He has the nerve to add they work 6.5 hours a day in 9.5 months. That's tough work. You know, I could be cute and say, how many hours a day does Rush work? I could be cute. And, you know, he does with show prep. I'm not saying what he does is easy, but $30 million a year? And you have to contrast this with what athletes are paid. The other thing, no man or woman can fix this. This is a societal problem. I agree with him. If the unions are digging in, the attacks from the right wing are digging in, it has to be fixed by society. And I don't agree with paying off, you know, having envy between teachers and rewarding one teacher with $100,000. Here's my other suggestion. Have an honor teacher a week. Well, the media has to come in. They're supposed to be so left-wing. Let's honor these people, show what they do, pay the money, you know, and respect them. This is not going to end. I want you to give the NPR guy, John, my phone number. I'm going to be on that think tank, and I'm going to straighten him out. He says, let's move it to the private sector. Well, where is the private sector? Where is Adelson? You hear that, Gail? Where is the private sector? Here, I made a list of people. Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, Sugar Mountain, Gates, They're all lefties making $40-50 billion. How come they're all lefties? Why don't you ask Wayne Allen Root, who says liberals can't make money? Yes, you want to move it to the private sector. Where is the private sector picking up the slack to take over education? And finally, the taboo point, which I mentioned, you know a lot of this is race. You know what's going on in LA Unified, what's going on here. Most of these students are, you know, are mestizo, half Indian, half white. You know what's going on in Washington, D.C. and Mississippi, where they're mostly black. Race is a factor, but let's honor these teachers, start them off with a decent salary. Tell me what's wrong with what I'm saying.
Well, simply put, I have no objection to paying starting teachers more than $41,000. I have no problem with that. Because it's simply supply and demand. Why do we every year have 700, 800, 900 teacher shortages? We know that school begins on October 12th, depending on the year. We know a year in advance when we're going to start school. And yet this school district, regardless of who the superintendent is, Jesus Jara, I have not yet met, and I should, and I'd love to get a chance to sit down and talk education with him. But I'm just going to tell you, he's got problems that are not addressing. I mean, we're not seeing the needle move. Mike, thanks for the call. Simply put. And if you have some thoughts on this, you're welcome to join us. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Here's my problem. If indeed we have a systemic problem here, it's not going to be fixed by money. As you know, the Clark County Teachers Association, the teachers union, they want to put before the voters $1 billion, some sort of $1 billion program to boost schools. But the fact is, that's not going to fix it. Just throwing more money. We thought throwing more weed money was going to fix it. We thought more tax dollars were going to fix it. And that's just not the case. So then you got to say, well, now wait a minute. We've had, and I remember Dwight Jones when I first moved here. He was the superintendent. Good guy. We had him on the show a bunch. And he was open to innovation and really smart guy. Don't know where he is today, but he's not here. And I guess my point is, regardless of who you bring in, whether you bring in Jesus Jara or Jesus Christ, whoever you bring in is going to be stuck with the same system and the same teachers union. I mean, I'm becoming more and more convinced that the only way this is ever going to change is for the district to decertify the teachers union. You know that now you've got a deal where the teachers union essentially dictates what goes on. They are essentially running the Clark County School District. And it's why you can do all these innovative, I call them whiz-bang programs. You know? All these innovative whiz-bang programs. Read by three. Victory schools. Zoom schools. All of this stuff. It's not going to matter if you don't change. I think Victor Jake said it best, change the culture. You know, you got to change the culture. And we have not done that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? I've got two lines open. You want to squeeze in now? You can do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Now.
Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people, but these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Right now is the only time of year you can actually do something about it. So make the switch to Liberty Health Share. As a Liberty HealthShare a member of the ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program. You can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles and couples and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go right now. Check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want to go to the audio sound bites because the House Judiciary Committee, they're saying they may vote out articles of impeachment by the end of the week. We're only at Monday, and they're already talking in terms of voting it out. I want to go to cut four. Mark Meadow is a pretty smart dude. He helped found the Freedom Coalition in the House of Representatives. But Mark Meadows was on with Dana Bash yesterday. And, you know, this whole thing of, well, why do you want to investigate Joe Biden? Well, it's because he did something wrong. And let's find out if it's really wrong. But Mark Meadows is cut number four. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's go to cut four. This is Mark Meadows with Dana Bash on CNN on State of the Union and the legitimacy of investigating Joe Biden.
The president asked a leader of a foreign country to investigate his political rival. So one simple question to start. Is that appropriate?
Well, one, he didn't do that. I don't agree with your premise. He talked about investigations. If you look at the transcript, I think he said, will you do us a favor based on the United States going through a lot, talking about 2016 elections. And when you see that, Dana, I think probably the biggest thing is this president has gone through so much. We know that, you know, you're going to have Jerry Nadler on and others on, but they've been making accusations about this president that not only are not based on facts, but they're false. And so in doing that and getting to the bottom of it is key.
Okay, you said I want to stay on the focus of the substance, but you said he didn't ask for it. He did when he said,
well,
do me a
what
favor.
Did he say?
You said there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great.
Yeah.
Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it.
And
it
work with the attorney general. And isn't it appropriate?
But here he did ask. Admit that, right?
Even with that, working with the attorney general, are you suggesting that someone who runs for president shouldn't be investigated? The Democrats have been investigating President Trump before he was elected and after he was elected. And so somehow it doesn't work for them. I mean, listen, it's appropriate to make sure that nothing was done wrong in Ukraine, and indeed, that's what he was talking about.
So it's not so much about an investigation into wrongdoing by his own Justice Department. I hear you there.
But that's what he said.
But he was talking to the leader of the Ukraine, asking him, the leader of a foreign government, to do that investigation. There's a big difference.
Well, there's a big difference between what is being alleged against the president of the United States and what actually happened. Because this all comes down, Dana, you know, to foreign aid being withheld. And what we do.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
I just want to ask about this, just the appropriateness of asking.
The appropriateness of making sure that an investigation of anyone who had wrongdoing. We know that Joe Biden was involved with Ukraine, dozens of contacts with Ukraine at a minimum. He should have recused himself from anything that related to his son. And I think you can agree with that.
Well, let me ask you this. Your fellow Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry said that July 25th phone call, which I just read to you, where he asked to look into it, was inappropriate.
Yeah.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner said it was alarming and not okay.
Yeah.
They're wrong?
They are wrong. Listen, with all due respect to my two colleagues, I was in the deposition over 100 hours. And myself, Jim Jordan, Adam Schiff are the only three that I know of that actually attended everything. And when you look at the context of that, when you look at actually what happened. Let's talk to Ambassador Volker, who knows more than anyone else what happened and what didn't happen, and yet somehow they want to dismiss this. Or let's go to President Zelensky. Are you saying that he's lying, that somehow he, when we look at that, that somehow President Zelensky of Ukraine is saying that he wasn't pressured, that somehow he's lying? I mean, how
well, he didn't exactly say that.
No,
and
he did.
A lot of
he
people,
said it twice,
and a lot of people
Dana.
Testified.
I mean, people can Google it.
So Google it. Be my guest. Google it, please. Google it. I want to give the last word this hour to Jerry Nadler. He is the head of the clown show. Let's go to cut six. Because this is Jerry Nadler with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday. And a new Democrat talking point, okay? I want to make sure you get this because you're going to hear this from all the Democrats now. And they rolled it out yesterday on Meet the Press. This was Jerry Nadler, a new Democrat talking point, cut six. Here we go.
We're not through with the process, but 70% of the American people have said that they understand the president has done something very wrong. And we also are faced with the very direct threat that this president put himself repeatedly above the interests of the country and poses a threat to the integrity of the next election. That's not something we were talking about 20 years ago. He poses a threat to the integrity of the next election if he's allowed to continue to do what he's doing.
What's the unintended consequence of impeaching him and him being acquitted, how he will take acquittal?
I don't know how he will take acquittal. I don't know if he'll be acquitted. The senators are going to have to decide. The House members first are going to have to decide. And then the senators are going to have to decide in the face of an abundance of uncontested evidence that the president poses a threat to our election, that he put himself, his own interests, above the interests of the country. Are they going to be patriots or are they going to be partisans?
Let me ask you this. If he's acquitted, do you believe we'll have a fair election in 2020?
I don't know. The president, based on his past performance, will do everything he can to make it not a fair election. And that is part of what gives us the urgency to proceed with this impeachment.
There you have it. The new talking point. In order to preserve the sanctity of the 2020 election, we've got to impeach Trump now. We can't let we can't not do this. Otherwise, he'll fix the 2020 election. Do you believe that? I don't believe that for a moment, for a nanosecond. That's going to do it today. We'll give you an update on the Allegiant Stadium. There's some questions about Allegiant Stadium and, the roof on it, the translucent roof or whatever it is. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pagos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is a Fox News alert.